Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. I'm Lee Kimball, and sitting across from me today I have...
Beth Walsh Erickson. Nice to see you in that chair there, Lee.
Yeah, we're switching it up a bit, switching it up. So I get to sit at the big table like when we were little kids.
You're at the adult table. I'm at the kids table.
That's frightening. Beth, today we were going to take a look at a little bit of actually something we've done in one of your workshops, communicating with God or spirit or a higher power. You know, just opening up communication.
Hooking up spiritually.
Yeah, I like that. And one of the things that it's fascinating, I can remember the first time we did this workshop, you were up there and you're scurrying around at the workshop starts, and I wasn't aware that you were going to do it, but you took out your little cell phone.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're running around looking for some place to plug it in. And I have to admit, in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, we couldn't have taken care of this before the workshop. But there was a point being made. And the point being is, when we have a cell phone, when we have a smartphone, whatever we have, how does it work? It needs to be charged.
It's only as good as its charge.
It's only as good as its charge. And so one of the things we're going to be looking at today is, how do we charge? Because we are the same way. We are the same way. We have to be charged. And a neat comparison, too, that I realized, it seems to me now that when I buy a new smartphone, it comes with a charge. Mm-hmm. It didn't used to, but the ones I've gotten come with the charge, and I liken to that I am born charged.
That's nice.
I start off, because if we don't have a charge, what happens?
Right.
I'm then I'm less effective, I'm less happy. We're gonna look at a lot of this stuff. So, when you need to have this charge, we need to have this, the manufacturers recognized it. So apparently the higher power recognized it as well, that we need to be charged up. So one of the things that you call it, this battery inside of us, if you will, is our true self.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are the benefits once we have that full self charged up? You had said that we can operate at our maximum potential, just like my phone. If my phone starts weakening in charge, all of a sudden its utility, its usefulness, its effectiveness is lessened.
Right.
So some people, we all have, and some of you folks out there listening today, maybe you're suffering from a dead battery. Maybe your little battery light is flashing, saying, help me, help me. So if that is your case, is the higher power, is source going to force you to recharge? Do you have a choice in this matter?
Right. I get what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, from my experience, my God never makes me seek him, never makes me reach out. I will get discomfort. Now that I have a lot of the knowing and the awarenesses that I have, I will feel when my battery gets down. I'll know it, but before I started my path, my quest, I didn't know, and nobody was making me. Nobody was forcing me.
It's so hard. Yeah.
If we're going to have this relationship, we need to be pursuing it. We need to be pursuing it. So, and there again, the R word.
Relationship word?
The relationship word.
That's a tough word, isn't it?
Well, it is for a lot of people, but it's an important word because it's everything is about relationship. How we relate to others, how we relate to ourselves, how we relate to a higher power.
Mm-hmm. But what if you don't feel like you have that relationship? What if you get a little nervous of that? You just keep trying like as it is for where you're at?
Well, My experience is that, I have to reach out. There's work I have to do, and it's a lot of it's just willingness.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how do I build a relationship? You know, how do we establish relationships? You know, that's one of the things that I learned a long time ago, is if I want to have a relationship with somebody, number one, I spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the big thing that we're going to be looking at today is communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I communicate with them. So, you know, it's, and one of the things that, with my relationship with you know, God, and I call my higher power God. You know, here at Beth, we really don't care what you call it. You know, it's just, it could be Source, could be God, could be Buddha, could be Jesus, could be whatever. You know, for me, the important thing is just realizing there is a power greater than me and seeking it.
Right.
So when I say God, that's my choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, if I... When I once I've established that connection, it's there, you know, and it
changes, doesn't it?
Well, it changes, and it, I think it matures,
right?
And it's perpetually maturing. It's perpetually growing.
Like I do that. I do a writing thing that I do in a notebook every day, and it's spiritual heat. I follow this little process that I do.
Now, when you say every day, that's every day. How many days have you done that?
I don't know how many days.
How long?
Tons of days.
Like 30 years?
Years. Yeah, a long, long time. And part of it is that when I first started it, if I look at the very old books when I started it, the way I wrote, even to, because it's kind of a prayer, was very, very formal and very, like, you know.
Uncomfortable almost.
Yeah, but I was doing it. But,
yes.
But as I got comfortable in the relationship with my higher power, my words got more comfortable too. And now they're just like, you know, I don't even have to write a lot because I get to know, you know, it's like we're on such good terms that it goes quickly for me now. But when it started, it was very formal and very, and that's kind of true, right? For this, for what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like when I got comfortable enough to belch in front of Diane.
Yeah.
Wasn't the first date, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of it. It was just, it's, so that makes a difference too. That changes as we grow too.
Now, one of the things that this relationship, the relationship benefits me too, and one of the big problems in the world today that we see, I know you're working on a book on just that subject, is loneliness.
Yeah.
It's hurting people. It's a plague. It's a plague. And what loneliness is, and one of our two big concepts here is connection and separation. Because we are either, I mean, I believe in everything we do, we are either connecting with, again, with our higher power, our peers, and our true self, or we are separating.
I agree.
You know, there's a great quote that we've mentioned here before, and, you know, Janis Joplin, and if you haven't heard of her, just make me feel old. But she said that she sang to 25,000 people one night, and she said, "I just made love 25,000 people, and I'm going home alone."
That's so lonely sounding, isn't it?
But there are different conceptions, because a lot of people don't understand the differentiation between alone and lonely.
Right.
You know, because you can have loneliness, and then you can have solitude.
And solitude feels great.
Yeah, and what is, you know, we at our workshop last weekend, Somebody gave a great response to that. And I believe what they said, you can correct me if I was wrong, was that separation depletes me. Not separation. Loneliness depletes me. Isolation depletes me. Connection or solitude fills me.
Right.
And that just makes such sense.
Well, it makes you more sure of who you are. Solitude. Because you connect with like a higher power.
Because he's in there.
Yeah. Because it's part of you, and it's and that relationship kind of grows, and you feel it, and it feels good.
Now, we have, as human beings, we have basically three natures,
and we always teach that in many of our workshops.
And loneliness can affect all three of those, can't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. What are the three natures? What do you have them down?
We have physical, we have mental and emotional, both mental and emotional, and then we have spiritual.
Okay.
You know how, and you know how can physically, you know, the physical, how can loneliness affect our spiritual, our physical nature, loneliness?
Well, just talk to anybody who's listening to the radio show right now and they're in their house by themselves and they're alone and they feel bad. They feel they miss people.
But there again, the difference too, because I'm sure we have many listeners that are by themselves today.
That feel good.
That are in solitude.
Right.
That feel good. Okay, now mentally and emotionally, you know, when we separate from our true self, we suffer then as well. Mm-hmm. You know, suffering, and that would be under the mental and emotionally category, correct?
Yeah. Sometimes you start to fake it. You act like this person, even though you're not like that person at all.
Ah, the old social chameleons.
Yeah, the role players.
Yeah, and you know, if I'm living, because there was a time I lived my life based on, what do I think you need me to be to accept me, to like me, for me to feel value? But somewhere along the line, I lose me, because I forget, what am I? For so long, I've been trying to fit into your concept of what I should be, I can lose touch with what I really am.
Right. Absolutely.
And then lastly, we have spiritually. And maybe we can talk about spiritually when we come back for the break.
That sounds good.
Right now, we've got something going on in town tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we wanted to talk about this briefly. Tonight, Compassion Vero, Respect for the Common Good, they're doing a at the Emerson Center, which is out at Mueller Campus.
Lovely facility.
Yeah, they're doing Kindness is Contagious. It's a free screening of a movie called Kindness is Contagious. It's a feel-good documentary about the benefits of being nice. And the film is narrated by the woman who wrote the book Pay It Forward, Catherine Ryan Hyde. So it starts at 5:30. There's a meet and greet with the movie director David Gaz and light refreshments and snacks from our friends at Einstein Bagel. They're
Love
always
them.
Good. Yep.
Very good.
And after the movie, there'll be a question and answer period with director Gaz. You can check out more at www.compassionvero.org. Also coming up, just for people that didn't know, we have workshops every month. And our next workshop is going to be February 21st, and it's going to be a good one. Your words, your world. Realize the power of your words. How do you talk to yourself, and what does it do? Check out our website, www.bethwe.com, and find out more about both.
Wonderful stuff. Stick around, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness. Take away my sadness. Ease my troubles.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, thoughts to challenge your complacent thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson, and I'm in the studio today with my friend Lee Kimball. And Lee is teaching today on, you know, growing closer to who you really are by embracing a relationship with the spiritual. And we were just talking about three things, Lee, and you wanted to come back to it. You said that we have a wonderful combination of three natures. We talked about physical, mental, and emotional, and now we're going to talk about spiritual.
Well, what we're talking about, too, is how the epidemic that we're experiencing of loneliness, how loneliness can affect these natures.
Right. So how does it affect our spiritual nature?
Well, you know, it can affect it in so many ways, you know, because we're talking about separation. And when we're separating from our power source, as we started the hour, when I separate from my power source, of course, I'm going to suffer in my lack of effectiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be able to experience, I was going to say work at my full potential, but I'm not going to be able to experience at my full potential, to live at my full potential. I become limited, you know, especially in my mind, you know, lack of purpose, loss of joy, you know, and when my spiritual nature suffers, all three natures suffer.
It's so true. Why is that?
Just the way we're built.
It's just the way we're built.
Yeah.
So physical. So physical, you said we suffered how?
With the physical, that's the separation. We discussed the difference between loneliness and solitude.
Right, and the real physical separation. And then mentally and emotional, it's separated from our true self
and who we really are.
Right.
And yeah.
But then the spiritual, it's even deeper. And it affects both of those because it separates us from the divine and we lose who we really are.
It's the ultimate separation.
Yeah, it sounds rough.
Okay, so now another thing many of you have heard is, we are all the child of creation, the children of creation, and you've all heard the saying we are created in the image of Source, in the image of our Creator. What does that mean? And one of the analogies you always use is, does that mean that I have God's nose, or I have God's hairline? I don't think so. I think my God has a full head of hair.
Well, it's funny. People really wonder, what does that mean, being created in the image of the Almighty, whatever you take that Almighty to be, and how do you read it?
Well, we have an interesting point of view on it. You know, it just the words in that we were created in the image of the Creator. The Creator.
Oh, so creation has something to do with it. Creativity has something to do with
creativity.
It.
Creativity. We have the gift of being able to create. We can take a thought, we can take a concept, and we can add action to it, and we can make it so.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and this is a wonderful, wonderful gift.
It is a wonderful gift, and not any other animals really have it, do they?
No, not.
They follow instinct, but they don't. They can't think on their own.
Yeah.
As far as creating something new, that's great. That's great.
So now, and then, when this creative intelligence blossoms, or it blossoms when we hook up, you know, it can be at its fullest potential when we're connected. And again, as we've been saying, how do we get connected? We seek, you know, and there are tools we can use to connect. There are ways, you know, and one of the things that the higher power, when he put us together, he made this an instinctive drive for us, this instinct to connect.
Right. We're built to connect.
Yeah, we're built.
Just like dogs are in a pack or wolves are in a pack. We talk about that one a lot. Or birds are in a flock. Humans are in community.
Or geese are in a gackle?
Yeah, in a gaggle of geese.
Oh, it's a gaggle? I thought it was gackle.
No, gaggle.
Oh, gaggle. A gaggle of geese. A pod of whales.
Right. So humans are in community.
Yes.
Okay, and that's, we are created for that.
And in our social system, mm-hmm. you know, when you look at our penal system, one of the highest forms of consequence that they serve up is what?
Solitary confinement. Oh, you're right.
Yep, solitary confinement.
Oh, yeah, if you're in jail and they put you in solitary, that means you're really bad.
Yeah, or that... Or,
and that
or
takes away what?
Your connection.
Oh.
Well...
Your community.
Your sense, community.
Your sense of community.
Because I can always connect.
Right. And you're built for the sense of community, so it hurts.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so a punishment. I get it.
It's a huge consequence for whatever. So... Again, we're looking at the difference between isolation and solitude. You know, and with solitude, when we connect with our true self, it feels good. You know, it feels good. It's natural. You know, another thing that we had looked at in the workshop last weekend that was fascinating to me, because I am not a student of art. You know, mm-hmm. I know if I like something when I look at it, but if you ask me who drew it, Mona Lisa smiling. I don't know what she's smiling at, but it's a cute little smile. But, you know, the example was given of different artists. You know, can you pick out a Picasso from a Monet? You know, but two different styles, but both masters nonetheless. I know the names. I know they're famous. Both masters, I also know they're two different styles.
Right.
Okay. So somebody that has, pardon me, somebody that has some familiarity can look at a Monet and say, oh, well, that's clearly a Monet. Or can look at a Picasso and say the same thing.
Right.
Okay. Now, at the same time, Picasso can look at his work and say, yep, that's mine. That's mine. And Monet can look at his work and say, yeah, that's mine. Okay. We are the product of our creator. We were created by our creator.
Oh, just like Picasso painted a painting, and so he knows his painting. You're saying that the creator knows us because we're his painting, so to speak, or we're its painting or her painting or whatever you call yours.
You were from a small family of what, 10?
10 children.
And I still say God bless your mother every time I think it. But 10 children. Okay, so if there's a schoolyard full of children, would your mom and dad be able to pick you 10 out?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, because they created us.
And they love you. I don't know by virtue of that, but they love you because you are their creation.
Right, right.
So I liken it to the same thing with the source, with the higher power. We are the creation of a higher power. My particular beliefs are it's almost like a father-child relationship, okay? And there's a love, and there's an interest, and there's a devotion to me that comes.
And a desire to protect, because if it's like a, if you see father.
Well, a desire for the best for me.
Right.
That's
right.
What I want for my Elizabeth. The thing I want for my Elizabeth is the best, the most, the best. I want her, and we start off the hour with it in our opening little thing, for you to live the best life possible.
Right.
So, you know, all that said, it's you know, the creation knows. You know, another example used is a spinach dip, and you know me, I love the food analogies. if you bring your spinach dip, I'll tell you what, I'll go with another one. If I bring Publix spinach dip, I know I brought it, and I know it's Publix spinach dip because Publix spinach dip is the bomb.
Okay,
I know that dip. So
Publix is a grocery store for anybody listening out of the Florida area. If you're on iHeartRadio,
yes, you're clearly missing out.
You're missing out.
Okay, so
Publix spinach dip versus what? So you bring it to a potluck? Is that what you mean?
Or
you
bring it to a? Oh yeah, they make it and they put it in that lovely little hollowed out pumpernickel bread.
Okay, and then what? Then you know it's yours.
Oh, who brought the spinach dip?
Oh, yeah,
I did, but it's Publix.
Yeah,
but I brought it.
Yeah, but you know,
I know it's mine.
Right.
And Publix loves me.
Right. Right.
So that may have been a little bit abstract example, but. I think you folks probably get the gist of what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know what you, even if it's just something you bring, if it's not something you created, but if you created it.
Yes.
You really know. Yeah, you really know.
So again, we're talking about communication with the spirit, and we're talking about ways to hook up. Okay, how do you get to know someone? And we spoke about this before. You spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
You spend time with them. You communicate.
You hang out.
You hang out.
I'm with you.
You know, so one of the things when I was learning to build my relationship, because it is a building of a relationship with my higher power, the relationship is there. You know, right. Whether you are aware that you have this connection or not, I believe it's part of us. I believe it's in us. Whether or not I choose to feed it or whether or not I choose to nurture it is where, as we said before, you know, it's nobody's going to make me.
Right.
But it's there, and so how am I going to do that? You know, and the communication is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now there are many different ways we communicate as people.
And to communicate spiritually, there's many different ways to do that, too.
Yeah,
I get it.
So what are some of the ways that people communicate?
With each other?
Yeah.
You want a weird one? You want me to come up with a weird one?
I would expect nothing less from you.
A blinker in your car.
Ah, okay.
That's a weird one, right? But that's communicating.
Yes,
I'm telling the people behind me, oh, I'm turning left here.
Yeah. And when you said blinker, I thought of winking.
Oh, there you go.
When somebody winks at me.
Yeah, that's
How about a smile?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's how about a smile and a frown can just the communication of two such different things. And one is filling and warming, and the other is disturbing.
Right. What about wearing the colors of the team that you like? Like if you're going to go to a football or a basketball, and you wear, well, I'm from Illinois. I went to Illinois. So I'd wear orange and blue.
Oh.
And no matter who Illinois is playing, the people, you're going to see me walking in. Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, she must be from Illinois.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about this when we
Absolutely.
Take break. We're going to have to take a little break and listen to some news. But when we come back,
we'll have good news.
We're going to do the 5 on 5, so stay tuned.
Thanks so much.